This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rabble Radio. I'm Megan Perry. It's May Day, and across Canada and the world, social justice and progressive activists are readying themselves to celebrate solidarity in art, music, words, ideas, and actions. Over the last year or so, the Occupy movement has been one of the largest and most visible actions for solidarity across the globe. In this episode of Rabble Radio, we thought we'd bring together art and activism by turning the show over to audio artist Sarah Boothroyd. Over the last year or more, Boothroyd has brought together sound, music, and action. It is all wound up in a 28-minute audio piece called Rabble Rousers. Boothroyd's audio work has been featured by broadcasters, festivals, and galleries in over a dozen countries, and we're happy to host it at rabble.ca as well. Rabble Rousers touches on ethics, justice, democracy, global citizenship, and art. It also explores the notion of protest as a spontaneous installation of improvised music in public space. It features field recordings from protests around the globe, including many from the Occupy movement. All music in the piece is licensed under Creative Commons licenses. I'll list the artists at the end of this program. Here now is a special presentation of Rabble Rousers, composed, recorded, and produced by Sarah Boothroyd.
Not gonna take it anymore. angry is a natural thing, just as natural as feeling glad or sorry. But angry feelings are disagreeable. They make you act and look as well as feel unhappy. But let's go back and see what made these boys and girls angry.
Capitalism, economies, corporations, markets, and currency. These are not forces of nature. We invented them. And if they don't work, we can and we must change them.
The system isn't giving good results. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result.
Success is often measured in our material wealth. Is that true success? No, that is a false, distorted value that came from a system based on everyone being acquisitive, competitive, cutthroat, and essentially inhumane.
Society that supports vast disproportions in wealth is not a sustainable society. A society should measure its success by the care of its weakest, poorest, and most vulnerable.
The principal architects of policy design policy in such a way as to enrich and privilege the designers.
System. The rich people keep all the money and pay no taxes. The middle class pay all the taxes, do all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle classes.
The ideological concoctions that are beneficial to the rich and powerful, they'll tend to propagate. The ones that are harmful to the interests of the rich and powerful will tend to be marginalized and suppressed.
Turn every everything into a commodity that they exploit until exhaustion and collapse.
They fight to reduce their taxes, demand subsidies, oppose regulations, and fire hundreds of employees if it will increase profitability.
They got bailed out! We got sold out! They got bailed out! We got sold out!
What are the lies we keep on getting from politicians that we have to sacrifice? You and I have to sacrifice. What was the last time Bank of America, ExxonMobil, any of these banks, any of these corporations, when have they sacrificed anything?
Who went to jail after BP spilled oil into the Gulf? Don't corporations have any social and ecological responsibility?
Industry very, very swiftly, then my children and your children and their children's children are going to live in a hell on earth.
Corporations have become bigger than most governments on the planet, and they are no longer bound by national borders, laws, or standards.
Thank you.
have a choice in life between two sets of principles, power and privilege, or justice and truth. And you have to make a choice. You have a choice in life between two sets of principles, power and privilege, or justice and truth. And you have to make a choice. You have a choice in life between two sets of principles, power and privilege, or justice and truth. And you have to make a choice. You have a choice in life between two sets of principles, power and privilege, or justice and truth. And you have to make a choice. You have a choice in life between two sets of principles, power and privilege, or justice and truth. And you have to make a choice.
Political system and the government.
I will be closing my account today.
Let it close it.
Day after day, Bank of America is out there throwing families out of their homes. Bank of America has foreclosed on more homes than any bank, and it doesn't do its part to make sure families get fair loan modification to help them stay in their homes. After getting $230 billion in taxpayer-funded bailouts, you think they'd be grateful? But did our community see any of the money? No!
That ain't right!
On top of that, the bank doesn't even pay its fair share of taxes.
That don't pay taxes!
Bank of America made more than $10 billion in profits last year, but it didn't pay any federal income tax. Is that right?
No!
Is that right?
No!
I don't hear you. Is that right?
Let them go! 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 Let them
go! Let him go! Let him go! Let him go! Let him go!
The question is not how do you get good people to rule. The question is how do you make the powerful afraid of you?
Into a society which rewards competition over collaboration, then you most likely will adopt those values in order to survive.
Society. We're a collective of self-interest.
When you purchase fancy running shoes, a cell phone, or automobile, do you know whether slave or child labor was involved in any part of its production? The ecological impacts of toxic materials generated in the process of manufacturing, these costs are hidden. Yet each time we make a purchase, we become part of that system that exploits people and ecosystems around the world.
If everybody woke up in the morning and thought, what can I do for everybody today rather than their own self-interest, we would have much more than we ever needed.
Shake hands and redouble our efforts to preserve our glorious revolution. Shall we? Yes, yes, certainly. Now, I am even more determined than ever to preserve our glorious revolution.
Thank you.
reimagine how we go forward, move away from the concept of infinite economic growth and think about creating a system that puts people before profits and the environment before profits. We've got to reimagine.
We're out here telling people you are powerful. You are a full, free entity. Nobody can tell you what to do.
To try it differently.
Declare to the deciders of society, we don't like your policies, and here is what we think should happen. Now, this is the kind of solidarity that we need to create across national lines.
Live within your means. Save some for tomorrow. Satisfy your needs, not your wants. Help your neighbors, because someday they will help you. Share, don't be greedy. Money doesn't make you a better person or more important person. Agenda. We need democracy for people, not corporations. We want greater equity. We demand social justice. We want to recognize and protect our most fundamental needs: clean air, clean water, clean soil, clean energy, a diversity of other species, and communities that support our children with love and care. Live within your means. Save some for tomorrow. Satisfy your needs, not your wants. Live within your means. Save some for tomorrow. Help your neighbors, because someday they will help you. Share, don't be greedy. Money doesn't make you a better person or more important person. Satisfy your needs, not your wants.
Hold fast to the moral imperative that keeps you grounded. Hold fast to the moral imperative that keeps you grounded. Don't compromise over that moral imperative.
That was Sarah Boothroyd's audio art piece, Rabble Rousers. The production of Rabble Rousers was supported by the Ontario Arts Council. Featured artists included Random Coil, Pleck, Paper Cuts, Carlos Lamache, Marcus Fisher, Upsteria, Urslob, Oristor, Eos Crowley, Matt Dean, Paca, Bran Mitchell, Matthias Kispert, and the Prelinger Archives. Thanks to Sarah Boothroyd for that audio piece. The theme of Rabble Radio is composed by Bob Wiseman. I'm Megan Perry. Thanks for listening to Rabble Radio. Happy May Day.